two works now on stage in two different cities are both tackling the stories behind Alzheimer's disease. One is an opera in Philadelphia from the patient's point of view. The other is a play by Oscar-winning filmmaker Kenneth Lonergan that's making its Broadway debut. It tells the story of a family struggling to care for a relative with dementia. Jeff London reports.
Whenever director Joanna Settle told people about her latest project, the opera Sky on Swings, she always got a very personal response.
People everywhere, artists, non-artists, friends, family members of friends, would begin to tell me their stories. I think there was no way for me to talk about what this opera was without hearing personal stories. I haven't met anyone who hasn't been touched by it.
Playwright Kenneth Lonergan has. He wrote the Waverly Gallery in 1999.
The initial impetus was the terrible things that happened to my grandmother and the tremendous, I thought, heroic efforts of everybody else, especially my mother, to help her. It was one of my earlier brushes with the real fundamental curves that life throws at you, and it had a big impact on me, and I just didn't know what to make of it, so I wrote about it.
The goal of both pieces is to provide an empathetic glimpse into the devastating impact of the disease, but they approach the topic from different angles. The Waverly Gallery is told from an outside perspective, how a family copes as its grandmother's memories fail. Sky on Swings attempts to tell the story from the inside, from the perspective of two women in different stages of the disease.
In the mirror, and have no idea who it is. This is happening to me.
Hannah Moscovich wrote the libretto.
So much narrative around Alzheimer's tends to focus on the family members because they're cognizant and also their experience is dramatic and extreme and horrific. And it's just less usual to focus on the experience of the people who are at the interior of Alzheimer's.
What would it be like to form a new relationship as the memories of your old ones are vanishing? Composer Lembit Beecher used music to try to answer that question.
And it seemed in this world where language was starting to fail, but humanity was still burning bright, that music would be an amazing tool to try to explore that world.
In the opera, the two main characters meet in a memory care facility and develop a deep bond.
You gonna cry again? You a big crier, huh? Oh, I can't find anything!
Opera star Frederica von Stade plays one of them.
I've heard that you form companions and form relationships that may not be what you grew up with. It's not your family, but there's a certain understanding and there's deep sort of affection and appreciation and love that you can find within this terrible situation.
One of the first symptoms of Alzheimer's is memory loss. Kenneth Lonergan wrote the Waverly Gallery from the perspective of a young man remembering his grandmother's struggles with memory. But in an almost unconscious twist, Lonergan says she's not the only one.
There's a lot more about memory in the play than I realized when I was writing it. They're always discussing what happened. Other characters forget things. Other characters repeat themselves. Other characters disagree about what happened in the past, just like any family will.
So in addition to realistic, intense, and sometimes funny scenes with the family, Lonergan wrote a series of monologues delivered to the audience by the character he based on himself, recalling his grandmother's decline.
I stopped going to dinner with her because it got to be too much of an ordeal. She rang my doorbell so much I stopped answering it all the time. Instead, I'd just go to the door and look through the peephole to make sure she was okay. And then I'd watch this weird little convex image of her turn around in the hallway and go back into her apartment.
Both the Waverly Gallery and Sky on Swings, while tracking the progression of this devastating disease, want to illuminate the idea that something remains intact at the core of the people who have it.
The strength of character and the force of a human personality is really formidable. And that's one thing you get out of this. If all you got was misery and death from these illnesses, it wouldn't really be worth writing about. You also get, under this extreme duress, this incredibly heroic everyday behavior.
Lonergan says it's like watching a cathedral that just won't fall down. It's still got beautiful fragments of what it used to be. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.